Going live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Angelic View. This is the show where we help you connect with angels so that you can live your best life. Joining me today, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Dax Carlisle, and I'm your host, Maria Moss, coming to you live today from Bonita Springs, Florida. And I'm going to bring on Dax now. Hey, Dax, how are you?
Hello, hello. How's everybody doing on this fine Sunday?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And I didn't even wear my green.
I have some green. Green envelope.
I need to change shirts now. I got.
Oh, yeah. You better change, Dax. Get with the program.
I know. Well, you know, there is so much to remember. Like,
tell me about it.
Doing these shows and everything. It's like, if it's not written in my list, you know, like last year, I actually wrote it down. I said, wear your St. Patrick shirt in my notes because I can't remember that on the fly. I'm too old, guys. You know, I'm hitting 60, you know, it's like,
hey,
I don't even
right
know where
there with you, Dax. A week from today, when is the 25th? I didn't even look at the calendar. Let me see here. I don't know what's going on. Oh, Monday. Okay, not a week from today. A week and a day from today, March 25th. That's my birthday, and it's my 60th birthday.
Oh, it's March 25th?
Yes, I'm getting up there. Partying started last night, so I'm a little out of it today. Now you'll know why. We were out last night with some friends. We saw a great live show, excellent band, and had some people asked us a wine and really had a good time. And we're going to be having a great time next week. But yeah, we're going away actually on my birthday next week for a few days for a nice getaway. We're going up to Hutchinson Island, Florida, which I've never been to that area in Florida. It's near downtown Stuart. And while I'm on the subject of it, I want to throw a shout out there to my friends Chris and Jeannie of Psychic and the Genie. They own a few stores in the downtown Stuart area, and I'm going to be visiting them on my birthday, Monday. They don't know it's my birthday. They know I'm coming for a visit, though. And I'm dropping off some books, my newly published revised edition of the Angel Practitioner Handbook, which is a great book, not just for people that want to be angel practitioners, but for anyone. Oh, great. Look, you've got enough. Look, anyone who wants to bring the angels into their life and work. It's a great, that's why it's called the Foundation Guide. It's everything you need to know to get connected with those angels and bring them into your life.
That was such a perfect segue, you know, because it's like, I wanted to surprise you with the book covering.
Thank you.
Yeah, not only that, we've got a Psychic Cafe URL for it.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I see that they, you know, I was waiting to make it till they fixed it on Amazon. Now they fixed it where it's the revised edition.
Yes.
And so you can get the Kindle or the paperback.
Right.
And there's
you
the
can
URL.
Get either or.
Yeah, psychic.cafe/angelbook will take you right over there. Psychic.cafe/angelbook. Oh,
nice and easy.
I'm going to put it in the chat while we're talking here.
Great idea. Let me close this calendar off at the top so I can see what's going on in there too.
Angel book. There we go. I'll pop it in there so everybody can grab your angel book. Ooh, lots of people in the chat. Michelle's in there. Hubby Dan.
Hi, everyone.
There's some of our moderators. And then there's Meta Crazy. That is Jill.
I love that name. Meta Crazy.
Yeah.
That is catchy.
Oh, yeah. I think it for now. Oh, no. New Ben just came in too. Hi. Happy birthday, Maria. Jill says,
thank you.
Yeah. Yep. So there you go. You can grab her. There's a great birthday present. Grab her book.
Wonderful. Awesome. Let me tell you, it was a labor of love. When I first published it back in 2016, April 2016 was the first time we published the book. And that was when our Certified Angel Practitioner course from the IAAP, the International Association of Angel Practitioners, was hot off the presses. And then by popular demand of students taking the course, they were like, we would like a book to go along with this. So I said, that's it. I've got to put a handbook together. And that's what I did. And that was back in 2016. And since then, you know, time goes on. You know, you want to do some revisions, add some new information, weed out some extraneous stuff and make it less wordy. And I just polished it up, and it's another labor of love. I mean, it took me quite a while to get through all that. It can be a tedious process. And it's finally available now wherever you like to buy books online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Apple Books, where it's called, you know, all these different places. It's available
in
Psychic Cafe, yeah. Well, that will take you to the Amazon. But if you're not an Amazon customer and you don't want to purchase from Amazon for whatever reason, I don't know why you wouldn't. But I think most people make their purchases from there.
Most people do. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why
our plan in the future is to have stores on Psychic Cafe. So we'll have a Psychic Cafe.
Then we can have it on, you know, directly linked right there.
We'll have everybody's books and decks, you know, like Pamela's decks, and we'll have your decks. We'll have, you know, because we can,
have new Oracle cards,
you know, and drop ship and affiliate, and we can have all kinds of different things in the same store. And eventually we want to get the functionality. It costs a little more, but not that much when you have a bunch of people doing it, where like each person gets their own store, Maria. So there'll be like the main store, but then when people go to your profile, it'll be like Maria's store, and you click on it and it's got whatever you want to put on, you know? Yeah.
Awesome.
It's plans for the future. I'm excited about that. Ooh, Sunday, March 17th, 2024, St. Patty's Day. I also wanted to mention the energy of the day. So it's 8 energy. Because 1 + 7 = 8. So abundance and prosperity, which is the world year number, is 8. So we're in alignment today. Every time we have that 8 energy, the entire date, March 17, 2024, reduces to 1. So that's the energy of independence, leadership, new beginnings. And then, Maria, I pulled some cards. I got the 9 of Pentacles with the 7 of Pentacles with the 7 of Wands. It is so weird, like all these sevens, which is the seeker energy. So basically, you know, what we got going on here is coming into abundance and prosperity through hard work, especially with, you know, with these two. And then this one comes in to say, hey, you know, you've made it this far. Okay, now you need to create some boundaries. You might need to defend your position and altogether, you know, assert independence here with that. But I have
a bonus one.
So I'm doing all that. And normally I do the Heart of the Matter card and then I do the card of the day. But I had this card flew out at the end. And then I got this other card flew out, the moon. And the moon's been showing up a lot lately, you know. And instantly what popped in my head is like, oh, I've got a cool exercise for everybody. This is what I want you to do. Because I remember seeing this on a YouTube video, and I wanted to bring it up on the show.
Oh, you're back. I lost sound for a minute, but it's back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Might be one of our technical issues, right? But
Leprechauns.
So I had seen this interesting YouTube video a while back, and I wanted to talk about it on the shows, but I keep forgetting. This card popped out of the deck. Instantly, it popped in my head, you know, going into the dream state. Going in, you know, you're getting ready to go to sleep. And here's an experiment for everybody to do. Do it for a week, you know, and then see what happens, and then do it for another week. So, like, as you're going to sleep at night, you know, you close off the lights, you're in the bed, you know, you're laying your head down on the pillow, you close your eyes, and repeat wealth, health, and success, wealth, health, and success, wealth, health, and success. And, you know, not necessarily that fast, you know, go slow, you know, wealth, health, and success, and just keep saying that to yourself and drift off. And so it's like, sort of like, you know, the affirmations that they always told people to do. But the difference, is you are going into a light alpha state already right then. Okay. So you're getting in contact with your subconscious mind and you're setting up your dreamscape, and you're not saying something like, I'm becoming healthier, I'm becoming wealthier, you know, anything where the subconscious might construe that as a lie, you know, like, wait a minute, no, I'm not getting wealthier, you know. And I know in law of attraction circles, they say, well, you know, just rephrase it, you know. But this video I was watching was talking about how just say those words, wealth, health, and success, wealth, health, and success, as you're drifting off each night. Do it every night for a week. See if something happens. And then if not, you know, try it for another week, you know, and just see what happens. Because this one guy did it, and he did it differently. He said wealth and success, wealth and success, wealth and success. I'm adding the health part because I think we should add the health part. But,
oh, my gosh, it's so important. It's the most important thing.
Exactly. But he was just doing the wealth and success, and he was having financial problems. You know, a while back he had this, like, tract of land, small, you know, that just a few thousand dollars that he needed to pay. He struggled to pay it off. He paid it off. Then he's having all these financial problems. Well, he tried this exercise technique, whatever you want to call it. And within that week of doing it, somebody offered him $25,000 for that little tract of land because they were building something, and they needed his property, and it was only worth like maybe $8,000 or something like that. You know, he had bought it for $6,000 and barely got it paid off. And then, that was, you know, a couple years before, and it had gotten up to like worth about $8,000. Someone offered him $25,000 and solved all of his financial problems like instantly, you know, out of nowhere, like something he wasn't totally
attracted it.
Totally not expecting. So yeah, try that out as you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
So that's my little bonus thing to the cards of the day.
I love that. I love that.
The moon card wanted to fly out. So what's been going on?
Well, I want to first just tell you the two cards that I picked. And one of them, it kind of dovetails into what you've been talking about. The energy of the day was the first card I pulled was an 8. And it was the 8 of swords from my tarot deck for the energy for, you know, a message for today. And our angels are telling us that don't be afraid to speak your truth. Okay, because when I see swords, a lot of times, you know, that's about communication. So, you know, this thing, don't be afraid to speak your truth. That's, you know, throat chakra type of thing. Communication, it's thoughts, okay, because what you're talking about is programming yourself and programming your thoughts. Wealth, health, success, it kind of supports that. She's got the blindfold on here, and she's feeling trapped for some reason, but her feet aren't bound, and she can move forward. And 8 is a card of personal power and abundance. So things can be a lot better. Don't get caught up in negative self-talk and negative thinking. And the card that supports that from the angelic view oracle cards, that I pulled this card randomly as well, is the soulmate card. Okay, this doesn't come up that often. Okay, the soulmate connection. And it says, you have been or are about to be blessed with a soulmate connection. So if you have been talking to your angels or just praying on to God or whoever, whatever higher power you connect with, to bring that someone special into your life, okay, be open to it, okay, and think positively about it. Speak positively to yourself about it and be yourself. The message from the angels here is be yourself, speak your truth, and this way, the person that is attracted to you is the person that loves you for you. And this doesn't have to be a romantic connection either, because a soulmate connection could be just somebody that comes into our lives that we have some connection with, maybe from a past life or some karma with, and somehow someone that is going to help you learn something that you need to learn for your soul's journey. Okay, so it could also be that. It could be somebody that's going to open a door to something that you've been wanting or needing and asking for, talking to your angels about. So make that connection. You'll get soulmate connection. Yes,
your,
what are you showing
me? Your ring is interesting, too.
Oh, thank you so
much.
Look
at that.
That ring was given to me by my husband when we became engaged. Mm-hmm. It's an antique ring. It belonged to his grandmother, and it just so happens to be my birthstone. It's so funny that we were talking about my birthday, and now you mentioned that, because this is my birthstone. It's aquamarine.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And so speak your truth. Be you. And this way you will draw to you the people that will like you for you, love you for you.
Awesome.
So that's the message.
Jill says, I will claim it in the chat room. Oh, by the way, if you're if you're listening on radio right now and you're not on the YouTube channel, you can come over and see Maria and I. You're missing all the fun in the chat, too. All you got to do is new tab in your browser and type in psychic.cafe/live, and that will take you right over to the current live. You're getting in the chat room with us. Again, it's psychic.cafe/live. That URL will take you right into our live on our channel here, Psychic Talk. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, Dan was talking about he's watching all the replays on our channel. And I said, yes, Dan, we have 468 subs now. Subscribe to the channel and like the video today. Yep. That'll really help us out. We are only 32 to go to the first level of monetization on YouTube. And we have currently, thanks to Dan, 1,239 watch hours. We need 3,000. So we're almost halfway. And the way you can help us with that, very simple. Go over to the playlist. We have playlists for each show. Like you'll see Maria's show. You can watch through her past shows. And then we have our free workshops and, you know, deck reviews and all this stuff. And just pick some videos, like pick a workshop that you're interested in and watch through it. You know, and that helps our watch hours, and be sure to like them as well. Okie dokie. Still no calls on the caller lines. This is
very highly unusual. But you know what? It's St. Patrick's Day. I was thinking, I don't know, should we do a show on St. Patrick's Day or not? Because people are out, you know, this is prime time here for people to be out and about and getting ready for their St. Patty's Day festivities. But that's okay, because it's recorded and they can catch up with us later, like a lot of people often do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for the people in chat, let me give them the phone number, 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. 28. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air with us. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you can call in and chat live with us, or you can request a mini reading in the chat or ask us questions about anything. There's a question coming in from Jill. That's Meta Crazy in there.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to scroll back. Scenes that I saw that, I'm going to go with that. Usually I scroll back and I take the questions in the order that they came in. I don't think we have any other questions yet. Oh, Elizabeth is asking, hello, maybe add it to the list. Folks, there's no list. There's no list. Yeah, just type in there if you want a message from the angel. Say, please give me a message from the angels. If you, you know, that's for something like general. If you have a very specific question, type in the specific question and try to keep it to one or two lines. You know, don't write a book, you know, just keep it concise. But Medic Crazy says, I have a question. I am a new medium with memories that aren't mine. Is there any type of groups you can suggest to me? I have to think if the memories that are still with me means they haven't left. I'm not sure about that. And yeah, not a normal question, but I'm glad you threw it out there.
Yeah, that's, you know, there are so many groups out there. I don't particularly have any to recommend other than the groups that we run, you know, because that these are the groups that we're spending time in. I'm not really spending time in these other groups. However, years back when I was still studying and practicing with angels and tarot and things like spirit communication, mediumship, you can check out meetup.com and see if there's somebody in your local area that is running some sort of meetup groups, and you can do an in-person group, and that would probably be very beneficial. And then there's so many people out there doing stuff with Zoom now, so I'm sure you can find things online too, although you won't find that on meetup.com. As far as I know, it's that's just for in person. But I mean, if you just go, you know, and Google, you know, what you're looking for, I'm sure you're going to come up with a lot. Or go, you know, go on Facebook or whatever. You'll find plenty out there. But I don't have any
Maria,
in particular. Yes.
You mentioned the meetup.com. Actually, since COVID, a lot of meetup.com meetups are meeting virtually. So you actually find one. Yeah, you may be able to find one that's virtual, or you might find a live one in your city that you want to go to. I don't, you know, I've seen a lot of mediumship groups and things like that on Facebook. I don't, you know, off the top of my head, I can't recommend what's the best one, but all you got to do is just, you know, Google it. You know, I mean, you can go on YouTube and just, you know, type in what you're looking for. But on Facebook, you know, just type in mediumship groups, things like that, and see what comes up. And then just put your question in that group. And trust me, people will help you out.
Oh, yes. People are, you know, they really want to talk back and forth and offer their knowledge and ask their own questions. And another thing I'd like to suggest is if you have a metaphysical store, brick and mortar store in your local area, it would be a great idea to go in, browse around, see what they have, because very often these stores offer classes and groups and meetups and all that kind of thing as well, both in person and online. So check out those as well.
Awesome. I did want to acknowledge a lot of our regulars coming in, our moderator, Charlotte. Charlotte, hi, Charlotte. She says, I have my tea and toast and settled in to enjoy the great energy. And yeah, I hadn't acknowledged because Charlotte wasn't in there in the beginning when we were saying hi to everybody. Astrid, one of our friends came in. I mentioned New Ben. Andrea's here. Andrea's back. And there was Elizabeth. I saw an Elizabeth came in. Hi, Elizabeth. And there was somebody else. Dacia from yesterday is back. Wow, we're like accumulating regulars, Maria. This is really, really cool. I'm looking to see. I know someone was it Elizabeth was asking to be on the list, and we told her there's no list. Oh, here it is. She put her question in, Maria. So
okay.
Elizabeth says, okay, thanks. I want to ask what has been troubling JC as he's been quiet lately.
Okay, so without getting into somebody's personal business who's not here, a third party, really don't like to ask something about somebody else. Can they reach places where it has something to do with them and their, you know, their relationship? What do you, how about, what do I need to know about my relationship with JC? Would that be suitable?
I don't necessarily, you know, it could be something that has nothing to do with their relationship.
This is why I'm not sure. Cause
he's just being quiet. So maybe it's, I don't know. Go ahead and do it the way you want to do it. And then I'm going to pull some cards too, I think, on this. I like to go back and.
Okay. And this is for who now in the chat?
Okay. It was Elizabeth asking about.
Elizabeth. Okay. She says, sure, that works. Okay. So I said, I'm going to ask the angels to show us what Elizabeth most needs to know right now that's in her highest good regarding her relationship with someone by the name of JC. Let's see what we got. Okay, let's pull a couple more cards here. I'm going to pull cards from both decks, from my tarot deck and my Angelici Oracle cards. And again, yes, my angels and spirit guides to communicate with Elizabeth, angels and spirit guides. Please help me to see, hear, feel, or know whatever Elizabeth needs to know right now that's in her highest good regarding her relationship with JC. Okay. Okay. Well, the first card that came up is the card of Temperance. Okay. And that is Archangel Michael. Okay. Many people believe this card has a connection to Archangel Michael. It's a card of duality and a card of balance as well. And I feel a connection to both Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael with this card in particular. That's my feelings about this card. Okay. So that's protection and healing. That's clear thought. That's relationship healing. Those kind of things. So Archangel Michael and Raphael can help. Archangel Michael can help you to shed clarity on this topic for you. You can get quiet, meditate, call upon Archangel Michael for some insight on this. Okay, personally for yourself, and you could also call upon Archangel Raphael for anything that needs to be healed within the relationship. Okay, so this is a card of balance, okay, and it's a card of strength, of healing and strength. Okay, then it's also the card of searching came up. Okay, and this is from my deck, the Angelici Oracle cards, and it says nothing is lost in the eyes of God. Okay, so that's the first good news that's going on there, is that the angels are around both of you. There may be, you know, that both of you need to sit and do some contemplation in quiet with the divine on your own, okay? And maybe that's what's going on with him. Maybe that's what he's doing, okay? And the angel's also telling me that I got the card of the Four of Pentacles, okay? And I got that along with the card that all is well. So I think maybe you're thinking, you know, maybe reading into something that's really not going on. That there's, because it's saying that all is well. So that is the message that I'm getting there. All is well. Okay, Dex, you can carry on with your.
Right. Yeah. Just give me a second. I'm taking
sure.
A sip of water and stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, so, I mean, the Four of Pentacles.
Okay.
You know, that's a card of, you know, things are somebody here is quietly contemplating. They're maybe holding on to some things. They're protecting the heart chakra, okay? So maybe they're holding on to something. But whatever it is that they're contemplating, all in all, they're saying don't overthink. All is well. Troubled waters are behind.
I think that pretty much covers it, but I'll just say what I'm getting. I know Elizabeth had said in the chat that he told her that something happened but wouldn't elaborate, and I got, you know, the Tower card. Yeah, something definitely happened. Apparently, okay, this may have nothing to do with what's going on with him, but this is what's coming up in the cards. So he's really passionate about something, and he feels like with the Emperor, he has to be the man, you know? But this thing happened, and now he doesn't feel like he has the skills and abilities to do it. You know, it's like what's the word for it? He lost his confidence with something. That's what came up in the cards for me.
Yeah.
I may have nothing to do with what's actually, you know, with the, what actually happened. I don't know, but that's what, came, you know, and of course you're never going to get, you know, specifics.
No.
You know, we can only show you what's coming up in the cards. We can't tell you what it is, you know. Plus, that's psychic peeping Tomming that we don't want to do.
The angels are saying that all is going to be well. Whatever's being held on to, because it shows you he's protecting the, you know, the heart chakra, whatever is being held on to, it's going to be okay. That is the main message. It's going to be okay.
And then we've got a phone call to go to, but before that, real quickly, right after her question, I had seen one, and they mentioned Archangel. So let me find that real quick. That was Andrea. May I have a message from Archangel Michael regarding my living situation?
Okay, Archangel Michael regarding her living situation. Okay, let's see. And this is for who now? Which person?
Let me look again. I can't keep them all.
No, sorry. I just want to focus on the person. Andrea,
depending on
Andrea. Okay. Focusing on the living situation for Andrea.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, our angels and spirit guides communicate with Andrea's angels and spirit guides. Let us see here. You want to know whatever Andrea most needs to know that's in her highest good regarding her living situation. Okay. I see some legal matters. Okay. That's the first card that comes up. There's some legal matters, but it's the card of justice in the tarot. So that tells me that things were going to should have a fair resolution to them. Okay. So that was the card of justice. And then along with it, I have angelic support for you. It's the card of 444, the angel number 444, which indicates that angels are supporting you. So seeing repetitive patterns of fours are a sign that you're surrounded by many angels and have their support. Keep up the good work. Keep calling upon your angels, especially Archangel Michael. Okay, Archangel Michael is one of the greatest archangels, if not the greatest archangel that there is, to call upon for protection and for clarity when you need clarity on something, because they always depict Archangel Michael with the sword. And the sword is not just, you know, a method of defense, but it also can cut through things. It could cut through negativity. It could help you cut through the confusion and see things more clearly. The light that's reflected off of the sword sheds light on different situations. So you are calling upon the right archangel. So keep with that. Keep doing the right thing. And I believe that whatever legal issues there may be will be resolved in your favor.
Oh, cool. All righty.
At least fairly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So everybody, keep putting your questions in chat. We're going to swing over to Blog Talk Radio because we're simulcasting on radio. And we have a caller. There's no area code, so I'm just going to bring them on here. Hello, caller. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tina from Colorado. And I know it's been a while. Last time I called was when Mary Brown was there. And hello, man.
Uh-huh.
It's been many months, and I'm a big fan. So thank you very much for taking my call. I know y'all, Carrie, and I have a very specific question. Please, thank you, y'all. Thank you. Hopefully it comes from Michael. My question to y'all, please, is, whoever, I love the angels. You're so lucky, ma'am. My question is, where I'm at right now, right, I'm in a suite, and there's this about, let's say, 60 feet to 80 feet around there. I know it's 60, between 60 and 80 feet. There's a restaurant, I guess Hispanic, something like that. And they seem to get in problems with people around them, like area businesses. They've done other things to people. And I know the it has brought, it's been brought to attention with other people. But I'm just wondering, in my case, person that there that's in the same area that anyway, the, my question is, I'm renting this place, and the owner never said nothing to me. I want to know if is it going to get caught, or what why is the reason? Why is there's two questions? What is the reason that they want to know if I'm here? I mean, I'm here, but what's the reason that they have this person trying to watching? They're trying to see if I'm from, if watching me, and if so, do you see maybe the the law? They really want to talk to him, take some action. I'm not gonna listen to them.
Okay.
I'm zero out.
Let's stop right there, because if there's too much information, it just makes it very difficult to do a reading when there's
too
much background
completely
information.
Lost.
Yeah, I'm getting really lost in that. Can you just say one question, in one sentence, what is your question? Because there's just too much background information.
Yes, I'd like to know if the restaurant people, are they going to be anytime soon being reprimanded by the officials and also the owner, because they're creating some problems with it. Just trying to create me a problem, but other people around the area. Thank you. Or will it be, car reprimanded, issue citation, or no, something like that? Hopefully that answers what I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm having a hard time narrowing it down, but that's my question. If do you see them stopping, or there you go, anything on that you'll pick up, or we do it again?
Okay, this is about a restaurant and where you're working.
No, the question is, there's a
this is why I'm getting very what is the topic that you want, and you want guidance on from the angels?
Right.
Is it career? Is it home life, residence? Does it have to do with moving? Does it have to do with finances? Does it have to do with a relationship? What is the basic thing? And then I will let you know what the angels can tell you that's in your highest good regarding that basic situation. Because there's way too much. I'm sorry, I can't follow it all.
Yeah, I can't. Okay. And the other thing is, Tina, hold on. Just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Okay?
Calm down.
Hun, we need you to take a deep breath and stop for a minute. First of all, I don't know about you, Maria, but on my end, her call is very muffled. I can barely.
Yes, that's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need you to get really, really concise in one sentence, ask the question. And Maria put it that if you want to, if it's simpler, just tell us what area of your life, and she'll see what the angels say is what you need to know now for the highest good for you.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. That's the best way.
I understand now. So the question is, will these people that have a restaurant, are they going to stop creating problems to other people? Because they tried to create me a problem, but it didn't happen. That's my question.
Okay, so you have a question regarding some people in your life and the situation with these people that are in your life right now, and that you're feeling difficulty with, and that's that you're having difficulty with, and you want to know if there's going to be more, if things are going to clear up, or if it's going to be continuing problems. Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Like if they're going to stop, they create problems to other people as well. They're trying to create me a problem,
not just
but
you.
I know
okay.
I'm protected. Yes. That's the angels. Those
okay.
are important to me. They're
okay.
going to stop. Thank you. Sorry about that. I'm just kind of upset. You're right.
Okay. Well, this card flew out. I'm going to go with that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me pull one more card. Okay. Okay, the first card I had pulled, which doesn't, it was a card of emotional confusion, okay? And that was kind of reflecting the energy around Tina right now, okay? It was the Seven of Cups. So it's like this, something very emotional. It's an emotional dilemma, okay? And what the angels were suggesting with that is, you know, taking some time for you and focusing on your own self-care. Hey, don't be so much focused on others around you. Don't worry about how whatever the situation is with other people. Worry about what's going on with you right now and taking care of you. And they're telling you that self-care is not selfish, okay? Because as you nurture yourself, you nurture others. So first thing is take a step back and take some time for you, okay? And take care of yourself. And then we've got the Queen of Wands, okay, from Tarot, which is a Leo energy, okay, but it was reversed, okay? So this is somebody here that wants to be, that you would like to have support from, but you don't feel you're getting it, okay? So it's like needing that support, but not getting it, okay? But then the angels are just telling you to remember to keep your thoughts positive. It's the card of the angel number 1111, okay? And repeating ones are a reminder to keep your thoughts positive. That's what the card says. It says, you attract what you focus your thoughts on the most. Okay, so what you want to try to do here in this situation is and take time to get quiet with yourself, get yourself calm, and then imagine the situation being resolved in the way that you would like to see it resolved and spend some time seeing the parties interact together, the two parties, in a positive way and envisioning a positive outcome, because that is what we call, this is what I like to call daydreaming, but it's not daydreaming that you're in la la land wasting your time. You're actually feeling like this situation is happening now. And you're putting your feelings into it, and you're imagining, what if it was this way, okay? And putting your energy there, because thoughts are things, and you attract to yourself what you constantly focus on. So if you're looking at this and imagining, are they going to do this? Are they going to get better? Is it going to get worse? Just focus on that all will be well, and it's going to be the positive outcome that you want, and draw that energy to you.
I hope that helps you out, Tina.
Yes. Right on. I just aligned.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you very much for the call. We got to move on because we spent way too much time on that. And
yeah, I was trying to understand.
Yeah, it was very difficult.
Because I want to help her, but I just have to understand what the question is first.
Yeah. And some people get on the line and, you know, they're a little bit hyper on things and.
Yeah, well, something is emotional to her right now, so, it's
so
understandable.
Take a deep breath, folks, okay?
Big jump.
I got a question that I'm going to answer for Astrid in the chat. And then Daisha's asking for what's coming good their way in their life. Maybe you can answer that one. But before we go there, Maria, I went back to the cameras and you were gone.
Sorry.
Yes, I need you here for this. This is something special because
I'm here.
A little birdie told me that Maria has something special for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, I do. All right, folks, so here it is. Now let me go off camera so that you can see this better. Okay, so happy St. Patty's Day, everyone. And today is my St. Patty's Day Lucky Sevens sale. Okay, and I'll explain to you what that is. Okay, the Certified Angel Practitioner course, which I totally revamped the whole course last year. This is the second edition of the Certified Angel Practitioner course, which was our most popular course with the International Association of Angel Practitioners when it first launched back in 2015. I have totally revised this course for the next 7 days, lucky seven. Here you go. The first thing is it's going to be 50% off the current price. So anyone that's been, you know, on the fence about, oh, you know, I want to take this course, the current price is $222. Well, now for the next 7 days for St. Patrick's Day week, it's going to be 50% off. So it's going to be just $111 for the next 7 days. That's right, $111, 50% off. And on top of that, another lucky seven, the first seven people to purchase this course will, during this sale, will get a free autographed copy of my newly revised book, Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation Guide. And if you're in the United States, that will include free shipping. So I will sign the book, I will autograph the book, and I will mail it to you wherever you receive your mail with no cost for shipping. And that's as long as you're within the U.S. If you're outside the U.S., well, then there may be some cost to shipping, depending on how much that is. Okay. To find out more about this course, the Certified Angel Practitioner course, and the book, Angel Practitioner Handbook, the new revised edition, just go to my website, mariagmas.com. That's mariagmas.com, mariagmas.com. So this course, I just wanted to tell you, it's a great course for anyone, even if you're not interested in becoming certified, because that's just an option. You don't have to become certified. It's a foundational course, just like the book that I wrote to go along with the course, Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation Guide. It's a foundational course that'll teach you everything that you need to know to connect with angels. So even if it's just for your own self, I mean, I cover everything, angelology, FAQs, all the most frequently asked questions about angels. I cover vibrational energy and how it affects our ability to communicate with our angels. I cover the chakras and the aura. I cover accessing divine wisdom and angelic guidance. And I have guided meditations in here. I have different exercises. I talk about how do the angels communicate with us. And this is also a great book for if you're just learning how to work with your intuition and maybe develop psychic abilities. I have all types of information in here about that. What are the four major clairs? What are your strongest clairs? Is there a difference between intuition and psychic ability? How to use your intuition to make better decisions? Connecting with your guardian angel. How to get messages from your guardian angel. How to receive angelic guidance through dreams. I mean, this is a little book with a lot packed in it, and it's very readable. It was just one of the things I took care of when I revised it. I made it less wordy, very concise and to the point, very easy to follow and understand. And I have charts in here that to help you with things like, you know, do you want to learn about who are the most 15 most popular archangels? I have a whole charts in here, reference charts, and it tells you all kinds of things. You know, what are those angel specialties? What colors are associated with them? Which of the chakras are associated with them? It covers so much. It covers also how to work with angel oracle cards, all different things from choosing a deck, from blessing your deck, angel crystals, working with tarot cards as well to get angel messages. I briefly cover that in this book, what angel crystals are and how you can use them, angel numbers, the numerology of archangel names, which is that's a very interesting chapter in there because when you, in numerology, there you can analyze not just a day or a date, like a birthday, but you could also analyze names and the numerology of names. And I have in here specifically how you can analyze archangels' names. Okay. And then I have information in here about working as an angel practitioner, if that's what you are interested in doing, how to build confidence in working as an angel practitioner. I give affirmations that you can use to boost your confidence as an angel practitioner. And then I have a section with some angel messages, what the angels told me specifically, and things that information that I channeled from the angels myself. And I put some notes in here about that, things that I thought were important to share. So I cover all these things, and I cover them in the book. I cover them in the course. The course and the book each have some of their own different things in there. So there's some, maybe some exercises in the course that are not in the book, and vice versa. I have some stories in the book about my own personal experiences with angels and messages from spirit and departed loved ones. So that's in the book, and that's not in the course. So there, you know, there are little things here and there that are different in both, but they both work very well together. And now is your chance to get this at 50%, the course at 50% off, $111. And like I said, the first seven, that's for 7 days. It's going to end after 7 days. And then after that, the first seven people to purchase the course will get the book free. Okay, so right now, it's at, you can find out more about it at mariagimas.com. And I just literally launched this now this morning. So after the show, I'm going to be going online, and I'm going to be updating the website where the course is, where you purchase the course. So that will reflect the right price, because if you go there right now, it probably still says $222, but I'm going to get right on that today after the show, and I'm going to make sure it has $111, the new price, with the countdown timer, so it will remind you when that price will end in 7 days. And when I see you purchase that course for $111, I will contact you with the email that you use to purchase the course. And I'll get your shipping information from you if you're one of the first seven people, and I will send you the autographed copy of the book, because the book is also an ebook version too, but the first seven people are going to get the paperback version, and it's a beautiful version to have. Always great to have a paperback version, especially for books that you want to reference again and again, which I'm sure you will this one. Thank you, Dex, for that time.
Awesome. Okay, so... more people coming into the chat, and I think we have a phone call to go back to in a minute. We go back and forth between the phone calls and the questions in chat. And folks, just so you know, because people were asking in the chat, Maria, we take someone asked, are they random? No, they're not random. We take the questions in the order that they appear in our chat. Now, remember, our chat may look different from your chat, because when you send in your message and other people are sending messages in, they might hit your chat a fraction of a few seconds or something differently than when they hit our chat, and maybe in a different order. We take them in the order that they come in on our studio chat on Blog Talk. And I did want to mention a bunch of folks coming in, like Red Pisces is here, Blue and Gold Celestial, another returning chat viewer and listener and chat participant from previous days. We have our regulars. I just love this. And Red was asking, would you be able to pick up on my energy for a reading? Absolutely, Red. What you do is you just type in your question. If you want a message from the angels, just general, let us know. If you have a very, very specific question, type in one or two lines, very specific what it is, and we'll be happy to get to your question. Let me scroll back, because I've already pulled cards for the next question, and then Maria is going to do the one after that. But now I got to scroll back and find out where
okay, which
were.
One do you want me to do?
I know. I got to find it. So give me a minute.
Okay.
To get in here. See, I think it was Daisha. There's Daisha's. That's the one we're going to have you do. And then let me make sure I'm on the right one. Astrid about soulmates. Okay. So Daisha Rogers asks, my question is, what's coming my way that's going to be good in my life? That's how she words it.
Oh, now. Okay. Great.
So, you know, whatever cards you want to pull on that, I'm going to do Astrid's, which is I would love to ask something talking about soulmates is, I guess in the chat, or we were talking, or someone was talking about soulmates at the time, and she said, "Is talking about soulmates is quike, like Q-U-I-K-E. I don't know how that's pronounced, but I said quike. It's like Quaker. I look like Quaker to me. Anyway, is Q, I'm just going to say Q, is Q my soulmate, and will he contact me soon?" Okay, so this is what I'm getting. Archangel comes in, and Archangel Michael says, yes, there is a soul connection. There's definitely a soul connection between you and Q. I also then asked a yes, no. Is he going to contact you soon? And I'm getting two yeses, three nos. So it's a maybe, and it's leaning no. It's leaning no, okay? So what's going on with that? Well, first of all, the central focus card is the Six of Wands. It's literally the success card in tarot. Six is success in numerology. It's one of the that's one of the attributes of six. And so, the possibility is really there, okay? But what's going on is the Nine of Pentacles is talking about you. This is the self-made woman card, and you may be a female entrepreneur, or maybe it's just, you're a very independent person or something like that. That may be contributing to the situation, and you would know better than me. I'm just telling you what's coming up in the cards. And then the Queen of Swords is facing into the future and is at the end, at the end of the reading, into the near future. So what this is telling me is you need to be analytical about this. Swords are thoughts and ideas. The Queen of Swords, King of Swords, those are analytical cards. In other words, you need to get out of your heart space and look at things logically. Because I think there's evidence one way or another. And what it's saying also, especially with something like a strong queen, like the Queen of Swords coming up, is that you can't sit back and wait for Q to get in contact with you. You have to run with the ball. You have to contact him. And I don't know where you're from, but I know we have a lot of international people listening to the radio shows, here in the chat, watching the YouTube lives. And I know there's cultural differences. I know in different parts of the world, women don't typically approach the guy. They just sit back and wait for the guy to approach them. But hey, folks, it's the 21st century. We can't act like that anymore. You need to be the strong, independent woman, and you need to take the action. So that's what I'm getting for you about Q. But the lovely thing is that Archangel Michael actually showed up, one of the four angels in the tarot deck, to say you guys do have a soul connection. Maria, what did you get for Daisha? What's good coming in her life?
Okay. I'll tell you what's good coming in her life. Okay. The Two of Cups.
Ooh.
Okay, that is good news. So it looks like there is a relationship that will be an emotional relationship. It will be an exchange of feelings and someone that you can share your feelings with. It could be a love relationship, or it could just be a very supportive, good friendship. Okay, it could be a business relationship with somebody that you could really connect with. Okay, but more importantly, I feel like this is somebody that you could really be close to. I kind of feel like it could be a love relationship. And if you're already in a good relationship, then it just means that this relationship blossoms. Okay. So that's a very, very great card to pull. Two of Cups from the tarot. And then with that card, the card that was supporting it from my deck, the Angelic View Oracle cards, is the card that is All Is Well. Okay, and this is a beautiful card. It says, "Troubled waters are now behind you. Keep moving forward." Okay, so whatever difficulties you've had in the past, and I did see you had some difficulties in the past. There was the Five of Pentacles that came up in the past position, okay? And then it was followed by the Five of Wands. So, but we ended up with the Two of Cups. So whatever issues there were in the past, that was being healed by Archangel Raphael, because that had come up first. I jumped ahead all the way to the good news. I couldn't help myself. But I'm backtracking now. This is the card that had come up in the past, the Five of Pentacles and Archangel Raphael. So Archangel Raphael's name means healing of God, or God heals. So whatever situations that were troubling and difficult, Archangel Raphael was on the scene helping to heal those issues, especially if they were emotional type of issues, because that's where the outcome is good. Okay. And then the Five of Pentacles, the Five of Wands. Okay. That shows that, you know, there were some challenges, but you met the challenges and you met them with the support of the angels, because we had the angel number 444, which indicates that you had many angels supporting you, not just Archangel Raphael, but many powerful angels. Okay. And that's what led you to this is the likely outcome. This is what's leading you to that, is that Two of Cups, that emotional sharing of our emotions with someone very compatible, okay, and that all shall be well. So I think that's a great message for Daisha from her angels.
Awesome. Okay, give me just a second. I'm in the
middle. Sure, Dax. Right
doing
ahead.
Some more things on the chat here, and
yeah.
Trying to get the technology to work, and I can't get over to click the button on the video. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Finally got it back. Hey, lots of stuff going on in the chat here. Let me see.
Yeah.
I had just put in that I finally got my personal YouTube account to work, and then it stopped again. I do not know what's going on with this. I got it working and I was all excited, and then it died. So I'm waiting for it to restart up here so I can hang out in the chat with you. There it goes. Now I can watch the chat room, and what I'm trying to do is like the studio chat, I have it set right where the next question is so we can go in order. And then I'm using my chat to do chat, you know, the other account on a different browser.
There's too many things going on here, if you ask
yeah.
me.
Yeah. No, it's really
technical things.
No, it's really easy for me, but, you know.
We
were talking about this problem the other day because, oh my God, you should have seen the chat the other day. It was just me, and there was, you know, like 60,000 people in the chat, you know, it was, and I was like, I need to figure out a new system. And this is the system I've been wanting to try, and it seems to work here. And let me get the thing set up for, I dreamed with a police. What? Okay, so there's some interesting things in the chat that we're going to get to, but I need to scroll up to the last one. Can we get a message from the angels for Jasmina Maria?
Absolutely for Jasmina. Let me see. I like to look at the name on here. So Jasmina. Okay, and she wants a message from the angels. Okay, and
yeah.
One thing before I do that.
Well, yeah.
Talk about doing things behind the scenes while you were doing stuff and I was off camera. I updated the price on the course.
Oh,
so now it's at the sale price, $111, because I hadn't had a chance to do it.
Oh, see, I didn't know whether
it was
or not yet. Yeah. So I'm glad you were able to.
It was all kind of last minute. So let me do this sale. And I updated it now. So anybody that goes to MariaDMoss.com, Certified Angel Practitioner Course, you'll now see that it's at that half price sale for $111. I'm going to add the timer on it later. That's
for
7 days.
No rush.
I can do that later.
Yeah,
no rush on that. But the first 7 people, when those emails come in to me, and I find out the first 7 people that purchase the course, they will get the free autographed copy, the paperback version of Angel Practitioner Handbook Foundation Guide. Okay, so for Jasmina, I would like to ask my angel,
Maria.
Yes.
I've been trying
to pray
10 minutes here. Okay, but what I was trying to say was before you go to Jasmina's thing, I got to ask you a question because the caller queue is finally starting to fill in, but I don't know if you want to take more calls because it's already the top of the hour. So
You know what? Okay, let's say we got a few calls in there. Let's maybe at least go with one more from the caller queue. They called in a little bit late today, but that's okay. We'll do one more. Sorry, Zach. All right. So Jasmina, I like to ask my angels and spirit guides to communicate with Jasmina's angels and spirit guides. Let me see, hear, feel, or know whatever she most needs to know right now. That's in her highest good. Okay. Patience is a virtue. That's the first thing they're telling me. Okay. And now I'm going to pull a card from my Angelic the Oracle cards for Jasmina. Let's see what I got. Oh, I got Archangel Raphael came up again today. Archangel Raphael is coming up quite a bit today. I noticed when I have a certain archangel that pops up during readings, during our shows, that archangel will pop up again and again and again. Okay, so that was Archangel Raphael from my deck, the Angelic the Oracle cards. And it says, trust that healing and restoration have begun. So whatever you've been calling upon angels for assistance with, it could be something, whatever. It could be an issue that you're dealing with. It doesn't have to be healing, physical healing. It could be emotional healing. It could be healing of a situation or a relationship, healing of all sorts of things. So that's Archangel Raphael, whose name means God heals, a healing of God. So when you call upon Archangel Raphael and you say Archangel Raphael, the name Raphael, what you're doing is you're putting out the vibes that you're saying, I believe God heals, healing of God, help me. That's what you're saying, and that's what you're invoking when you call upon Archangel Raphael. It's very powerful. For my tarot deck, Jasmina, you got the card of the Hanged Man, and this is reminding you to be patient. And I said, patience is a virtue. So don't rush things. They want you to know, don't rush things. Be patient. Keep calling upon Archangel Raphael, and you will get the assistance that you need. This, whatever situation, if it's a situation, it will be resolved positively for you. Whatever might need to be healed will be healed. Matter of fact, the healing is already in process, whatever that may be. Just be patient.
Awesome.
Okay. Oh, great one. And I've got a quick answer to a quick question from Red Pisces. How do I begin to start to use my abilities and gifts? So here's the message coming.
Ooh.
The universe,
like
or the angels, however you want to put that, you know. But the Seven of Cups, okay, so what the message is here is that you have a lot of possibilities and choices with that. And what you need to do is to narrow it down to one thing. That's what is holding you back. And by the way, this message is for everybody out there. It's not just Red, it's everybody. We all deal with this where, you know, we're trying to use our gifts and abilities, and we all have a lot of different areas we could work in, a lot of different types of clients, use different modalities, you know, tarot, hypnosis, psychic mediumship, animal communication. I mean, it just goes on and on. You know, there's like all these different things that you could do, EFT, energy healing, Reiki. You got to narrow it down to one thing. You know, you may have a lot of different skills and abilities, Red, but the secret to success is you niche down to helping one group of people with one specific problem with one modality, at least at first. You don't have to, you know, if you're, I don't know what it is you're going to pick. But if you decide on energy healing, it's not like, well, I'm never going to read from the cards anymore. I'm never going to do an astrology chart again. I'm not going to use hypnosis with the client or life coaching. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is put those on the back burner and get focused with one thing that allows you to solve one big problem for one group of people. And the other clue coming through is the Queen of Pentacles, which is literally the mom card, the nurturing card here. Whatever it is, the hint, the clue is, what is it where you are able to most help other people and nurture them? Okay, so that's the message coming through for red. And then I think we are pretty caught up. I might have missed a few later on. Seashells asked if they could be added, and Dan, you know, explained that there's no adding. You just put in your question. So, but I don't see a question from them yet. Nilda, one of our regulars, has popped in. Hi, Maria. Many blessings. Nilda.
Hi, Nilda.
Yeah. Sunny Days popped in. Hi, Sunny. And they want to ask about Sunny Days wants to ask about her work environment. I think that's the only question we have left, and then we've got a gazillion phone calls. So, do you want to pull cards on Sunny Days, and then we'll take a phone call, and then we'll get out of here.
Okay, sure. Just her an angel message.
Yeah, about her work environment.
For her work environment. Okay.
Yeah, whatever comes up. I'm out of coffee. We've got to get more coffee.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to pull two cards, one from my tarot deck and one from my Angelic View Oracle cards for Sunny Days and her for her work environment. Okay. Ah, this is an interesting combination. It's the Tower with the card of bright ideas. Now, it's not the typical way that you may read the Tower card, okay? It's an idea comes literally from out of the blue. This is how your angels are going to bring messages to you, and that is how they're going to bring their guidance to you. You put your thought, you put your question, and you put your request out to the angels for their assistance. Let them know that you're open to receiving it. Okay, and the way they're going to speak to you in particular is that they're going to just pop these ideas, these flashes of insight that you're going to be like, oh, you know, I'm not even thinking about that right now, but that's what I wasn't even thinking about my question right now. I was doing some mundane tasks like folding my laundry or maybe walking my dog or something, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, that's what I needed to know. Okay, so there's going to be some light bulb moments going on for you from your angels regarding your work environment and so forth. So whatever you've been asking for guidance on, that's how they're going to speak to you. Hope that helps.
Awesome. I was just trying. Okay, I didn't know you were going to be done so quick. I was just trying to answer in chat to Dan because he says he wanted to remind us. And this is what I've been talking about. There is like way too much to remember. We have a live Zoom Q&A after the show today. Yeah. So I just wanted to let everybody know. Hang on a second. Let me type this in the chat for everybody so they have the URL. psychic.cafe/Zoom. And this URL is good for every Sunday. We do this every Sunday. Sometimes there's a workshop, like last week we had a workshop with Pamela Steele, and this week we do not have a workshop, but whether or not we have a workshop scheduled, we always do a Q&A after. You can ask all your questions about tarot, numerology. It's open to everyone. If you have questions about joining the guild, putting your business on Psychic Cafe, our new community website, maybe you have questions about the new community website, psychic.cafe, how to use certain features, how to set up your profile. Maybe you have questions about getting certified, you know, anything at all, including general questions about, you know, things you've always wondered about numerology, things you've always wondered about tarot. And we do this every Sunday live for our members, but we also have it open for everyone right now because of the new website. We want to use it as a, I forgot what I was calling it, a orientation to the new website. Yeah. So feel free to join us. I have that somewhere. Hang on. Where'd it go? There's the banner. Okay. So this is every Sunday, 1 p.m. Pacific. So that's 1 p.m. if you're like on the West Coast, L.A. time, 4 p.m. Eastern. So New York City, Florida, et cetera. And then 9 p.m. London, UK. And it's always the same URL every Sunday, psychic.cafe/Zoom. So we'll be popping in there after the show today. That's right. And I did want to mention one last thing, Maria, real quickly, is that
sure.
I'll be back tomorrow. Okay. So if you didn't get your question answered, I'll be back tomorrow. In fact, Catherine is supposed to be recording some shows for us for this month, and then she'll be back live next month. And some of the Fridays I will be doing a live show. I don't know if I will. Probably I will be this week. I didn't last week, but I probably will this week. I did the week before, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for sure, probably Friday, and probably Saturday. You know. Anyway, we're on 7 days a week. And then this is the other takeaway. All you ever have to remember is psychic.cafe/live. We'll take you to the live that day. Currently, you know, it may change in the future, but currently all of our shows are 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Here's the one thing I wanted to announce. We started this last week. We're doing a test run where our daily shows during the week, we are not simulcasting on Blog Talk. We're only simulcasting on Blog Talk on the weekend, or when Catherine's doing a live show on Friday. But if she's not doing a live show on the weekends, yes, we have the caller lines, everything like that. Monday through Friday, especially this week, we're testing this out. It's been working really great. Go to psychic.cafe/live. Join me for the shows and ask your questions in chat. There won't be any phone lines to dial into. So you got to join us on YouTube. So I just wanted to make that announcement real quick there, Maria. Sorry. Oh.
Sure. So much to remember and talk about.
Oh, yes. And let's see. Who's been waiting the longest on the phone lines? It looks like area code 646. Are you there, caller 646?
Yes. Hi. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
What's your name, hon? Where are you calling in from?
It's Sonia. I'm calling in from New York.
Hi.
So my question is this.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you see my apartment, it's a condo unit, if you see it selling anytime soon.
All right. What do the angels have to tell Sonia about her apartment? And is it going to sell anytime soon? Okay, let's see what the angels have to say. I feel like the angels are telling me that you've been asking this question before and you've been thinking about it a lot. Like, that's the Nine of Wands. That's the kind of the energy of been there, done that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got Nine of Wands from the Tarot. Okay. And got the card of education from my deck, interestingly enough. And it says, just never too late to learn something new. Okay, so what, if you ask yourself, is there something, what stone may have not, don't leave any stone unturned. What is something that maybe you can implement that you haven't done before? What is some action that you can take? Where might you find some information that would help you to get this apartment sold? Ask the angels for guidance on that. and look for something new that hasn't been done before. Something, because this is this card, the energy of this card, the Nine of Wands, is like been there, done that. Okay, so it's like you're doing repeating things that you've done already.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of is actually renting the unit instead of selling it. That's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, okay. So that's okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe that is something good to investigate. But educate yourself on that process first. Fully look into it. You know, the pros and the cons before you make that choice. Okay. And you never know. Maybe along the way, you might come up with some other idea when you're in the process of investigating this option.
Yeah.
So
there are only two options. Yeah. Only to rent or sell.
Yes.
And that's why I was calling
something
in.
You haven't done
sell
before.
Soon, I would love to sell. You know, I would prefer to sell than rent. It's just a big responsibility.
They're telling you to try something that hasn't been done before, but educate yourself on it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I hope you find that helpful. Thank you for calling today. Angel blessings. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We got to get out of here. If we didn't get to your call or question, hey, join me in chat tomorrow on YouTube. This is fun.
Yes. Lots of fun. And remember, check out MariaGMosh.com. Check out the Angel Practitioner Handbook, a foundation guide available in paperback and ebook. And my course, Certified Angel Practitioner Course. Thank you. Angel,
bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Angel blessings.
Happy St.